I'm Andrea Lane. I'm from Southern Way Direct Care Service in Warrnambool. I'm the manager of the Futures program there, and we have our guys participate in this project.
And I'm Renee Broders. I'm the creative director for the Public Art Initiative Piece by Piece.
Now, Renee, last time we spoke was right at the beginning of this project. You had some empty boards, you had a big pile of drawings, I think, that you were sorting through, and boxes of tiles. Nothing had been done. But now?
Now we've got an absolutely spectacular piece of artwork that is coming along at a huge speed. It's getting out of control. So, yeah, they drew the pictures, the artists have drawn, and then they composed and the whole composition, got it all together. And they've cut the tiles, they've stuck the tiles, they've grouted, and it's all done in panels because each board would have been, you know, 100, 200 kilograms at the end. So, yeah, there's 12 individual panels, and each piece has part of a drawing, and then when they're all put together on the wall, it'll all form one flowing, beautiful. It's going to be awesome. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. Now, how hard was it to come up with the final design there? Because, as I mentioned before, I think the last time we spoke, you just had a whole lot of drawings, and I don't know how many you had. You had piles of them.
We had probably thousands of drawings. Yeah. It was definitely a challenge to pick the right ones, but I left that up to the artists with some guidance. I went through and we worked out what looked really good together and what worked. So it wasn't just here and here and all over the place. We wanted it to just to be a really neat form, you know, just to flow on. So it wasn't that easy, but they did it. They've done everything. They're amazing. It's totally magical. It's 6 metres long by 2.4 metres high, and we've got 9 of those boards almost finished.
Right.
And that's been since March. So they come in, you know, four days a week, soon to be 5 days a week. And they just work and they get into the zone and they love it.
So what's it been like from your point of view then, Andrea?
Oh, it's been amazing. Watching this project come together from the beginning to seeing it forming in front of your eyes is incredible. And the reactions that we've had from people who've come down and had a look has been absolutely amazing. We've had people who have just been so inspired by the talents of these people with a disability. And I encourage people to come down and have a look for themselves.
Everyone that has seen it has been totally inspired and said, wow, because that's the whole point. Get it on the wall and people will look at it and say, wow, they'll have a whole new take on what it is like to be someone with a disability. You know, they are valuable, worthwhile people who have something really, really amazing, and we're putting it on the public street for everyone to enjoy 24/7 to go, wow, look at that, that's amazing. You know, this is incredible. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God, a person in a wheelchair helped with that. Maybe that person in a wheelchair that was just going past 5 minutes before mightn't have got a second thought. But now they've been part of something that makes a very, very strong an impact statement.
So from the client's point of view, if we can put that in inverted commas, I mean, Andrea, what have you seen perhaps from the people who've been involved? What sort of, I mean, we've talked a little bit there about some of the you know, the aims and what I guess you've hoped that people have experienced by being involved, and that's been borne out, has it?
It has, very much so. The guys are looking forward to coming here. They look forward to getting involved. They look forward to you just doing so many different things, you know, cutting, the gluing, the grouting, and just having that involvement. And their enthusiasm is so inspiring. You know, they really, I think, inspire everybody else to just keep going. Because
and we smile so much that I actually get an ache in the back of my head. It's the best way to spend your day with these people. They're actually such, you get such a reward out of them. We had a rendition of, we had quite a few performers in here, people like to sing and dance. And one of our clients actually had almost a moment where he transformed himself. And I saw this, after a few years of knowing this person, I just saw, it's like he put his safety goggles on, he put his gloves on, and he just completely transformed. And then he actually started participating and singing and acting out in the group. And this person normally, quite some time ago, you couldn't touch him on the elbow before he would lash out and get very upset. Mm. And he and I walk arm to arm now. And he just loves it.
Let's talk a little bit about the design then. So what we can see at the moment of what the panels you have here are a couple of large faces. I can see what looks like, well, Tower Hill is mentioned on there. So what else has it ended up reflecting?
Oh, it's reflected the things that they want to see, the things that I said to them, to the artists, what do you think Warrnambool is about? And they said, oh, Fletch Jones, oh, the ball, the trees down the highway, Tower Hill, the cows on the dunes, the farming. So they tapped into what they can see and what they've been told about.
So it will be pretty clear then to most people that look at it, they'll look at it and think, oh, this is about... Yeah. You know, this is about where we live.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, you know, everyone's going to look at something and get something different out of it. Some people might not get it, but some people will get it. It just depends. But, I mean, we know we're going to have a plaque there and a large expanse of green, you know, like most people would say, oh, that's Lake Taupe.
Now, how have you gone for materials as well? I mean, there's still plenty of boxes of tiles here to be used. Have you had enough and do you have enough to finish it?
We run short of blue and green. We need a range of blues, a lot of dark blue. I'm still hunting. I mean, I've been through a chook shed, through rancid water to find tiles. Someone offered me, go for my chook shed, and I did. I've been under a house. I've been through a skip. That's on the documentary. Been through a building skip. And I'm like, oh, look at this. Oh, my God, that's a tile. Fantastic. So, you know, I rang tilers around, builders around town and said, do you have anything? Oh, sorry, we just chucked out a load yesterday, a whole skip of tiles. And it's like, oh, no.
So how far do you think you are off finishing? And is there a date at which you expect it will be attached to to the wall?
To the wall. My goal is to have it on the wall on the first week of November. The dates are still a little fuzzy, but the first week of November. And that will still be 7 days a week of work in here for the next, you know, 3 months. It's a solid job, you know. This every tile needs to still be, like, lots of them are cut, but they've still got to be stuck. It's, you know, and grouting takes quite a while. So I think a good solid 3 months before, but everyone can expect to see it up in November.